Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Texas Democrats are facing a deadline in less than 3 hours to return to the state capitol or face being removed. Texas Governor Greg Abbott setting that deadline after state Democrats walked out Sunday of a special session, breaking quorum ahead of a vote on redrawing congressional maps that would give the GOP 5 new seats. ABC's Maria Villarreal says some Democrats have left the state in protest, calling it gerrymandering.
I have spoken with one of the reps that is in Chicago, one that is in New York, and one that is actually here in Austin. And basically, all of them are aligned in their messaging. We are here to make sure we send a clear message that we are doing this for the people of Texas, and we will stay out as long as we have to make sure that happens.
New global tariffs set by President Trump go into effect later this week. Some businesses, including Walmart, Best Buy, and Dollar General, signaling that they may have to raise prices for consumers in the coming months. And on Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. The first cases of measles in Wisconsin this year have emerged in Oconto County. Health authorities say one case was confirmed through testing at the State Lab of Hygiene. 8 other cases are confirmed based on exposure and symptoms. Measles is extremely contagious. It can linger in the air for hours, and it spreads easily. Symptoms include runny nose, high fever, cough, fatigue, watery eyes, and that telltale red rash. Measles is also largely preventable with the MMR vaccine, but Wisconsin has one of the lowest measles vaccination rates in the country. According to a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, highlighted by state health officials last fall, just under 85% of Wisconsin kindergartners were up to date on their MMR shots. That's just about 8% lower than the national average of 93% vaccination. In Oconto County alone, the rate of MMR vaccine, that's measles, mumps, and rubella, dropped by about 4% from 2013 to 2023. Meanwhile, 2 Republican state lawmakers are pushing a bill that would require schools to make it easier for parents to opt out of vaccines. Under the bill, co-authored by Representative Lindy Brill of Sheboygan Falls and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara of Appleton, schools would be required to distribute waiver forms. Those allow parents to opt out of vaccine requirements. That's according to reporting from the Wisconsin Examiner. Students in Wisconsin are required to be vaccinated, but parents can exempt their kids for a medical, religious, or personal reason. I'm Shali Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers take on the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while. Now Sal, we don't exactly position player depth. We have something, but it's not as deep as we'd like, but yeah, we'll just keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place 2 games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we'll see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and producer of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, Alan Kopischke, into the studio. Then Appleton Bookstore owner, Kaylin Bavink, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The Office of Special Counsel has decided that they are going to investigate the previous special counsel, Jack Smith, former special counsel, the guy who had the audacity to try to prosecute Donald Trump in multiple venues, by the way, for multiple crimes that I doubt any of us would argue Trump did not commit, frankly. Officially, they're saying that Trump abused his position, you know, that it was a politicized prosecution, blah, 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 blah. Basically, the bottom line is Trump wants payback. And this all came after Tom Cotton. Tom Cotton, the Republican senator from Arkansas, is arguably one of the most, you know, pathetically cynical Republicans in the United States Senate. I mean, he's just one of these, you know, take no prisoners guys. And he formally requested this investigation by the Office of the Special Counsel into Jack Smith, accused him of using his position to influence the 2024 election. Of course, Jack Smith's investigation started before Donald Trump announced that he was running for president. Trump announced he was running for president immediately after the investigation started. And most people figure that the reason why he did that was not that he thought he could win or that he wanted to run for president, but that he figured this was the best way to shut down the investigation. And it didn't work. Or the prosecution, the investigation of the prosecution. It didn't work. And he ended up getting convicted of 34 felonies in New York. And I think, frankly, he would have been easily convicted down in Florida if Judge Aileen Cannon had not decided that she was going to, you know, do everything she could for Donald Trump. I mean, this is another one of these more pathetic examples of, you know, just like out of the Weimar Republic, you know, of people in positions of power just rolling over to do exactly what the wannabe dictator wants. So it's pretty amazing. I mean, the Office of Special Counsel had been under the control of a guy named Jameson Greer for months. He was Trump's top administrative handyman. And, you know, he was stripping whistleblower protections and rejecting wrongful termination complaints and all that kind of stuff. But now Trump needs a big-time distraction, and he's got a new guy running the Office of Special Counsel. His name is Paul Ingrassia. He's a far-right activist. And now the leash is off. He has one job, and that is apparently to go after Trump's enemies. And Jack Smith is the first shot at it, at least according to Rosie the Resister over on theresistersreport.substack.com. So anyhow, they make the point that this whole thing is technically, legally possible. But, you know, morally, practically, this is just wrong. You just don't. I mean, Ken Starr released all 400 and some odd pages of the report on Bill Clinton getting a BJ, and it was filled with just insanely graphic detail. And, now they, Jack Smith hasn't even issued a report, to the best of my knowledge, on what he learned. Frankly, I thought he should have done like Ken Starr did. But he didn't. He had more class than that, shall we say. Meanwhile, our geeky science for the day, and then I'll pick up your phone calls here. Plastic is causing plastic pollution, $1.5 trillion a year in damage to human health and the environment. This is an article that was published in The Lancet this last week comparing plastic pollution in the air to lead pollution in the air. It says, and I quote, consistent evidence for multiple health effects at all stages of human life occur for many plastic chemicals. They found that infants and young children were especially at risk. Quote, these effects include impaired reproductive potential, polycystic ovary syndrome, endometriosis, perinatal effects, including miscarriage, reduced birth weight, and malformation of the genital organs, diminished cognitive function, in other words, lower IQ, insulin resistance, hypertension, and obesity in children, and type 2 diabetes, vascular disease, stroke, obesity, and cancer in adults. They are pointing to microplastics. They said the amount of plastic produced by the world has risen from 2 million tons in 1950 to 475 million tons in 2022. The last number we have, the last year we have numbers for. That number is projected to triple by 2060, yet currently less than 10% of all plastic is recycled. And even the recycling process can release massive amounts of microplastics. So it's getting pretty wild out there, and if you're feeding your kids stuff in little plastic containers, I've seen these juices and applesauce and stuff in these little squeezable plastic pouches. You are lacing your children with microplastics. You want to the extent that it's possible, give your children fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. You can make your own applesauce and stuff like that. You can buy little grinders and things. We used to do that with our kids. We made all of our own own baby food from scratch. Stay away from the plastic packaging. It's just, especially if you've got little kids. But, this is for all of us. This is really for all of us. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Mark in Sauk City, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yeah, thanks so much. You're talking, I think actually the Fourth and Ninth Amendments of the Constitution guarantee the right to privacy. But what I called about is they're freaking out over the drag shows that are in Florida and probably every other place as well. But just so happened to be channel surfing the other night and come to the Wisconsin PBS channel, and they're rerunning Some Like It Hot, starring Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis, dressed in drag to escape the mob. And
that's right.
And nobody freaked out about that. And at the end of the movie, because I don't know if I'd ever saw the movie all the way through, that the guy that's boating them off, was Jack Lemmon finally mentioned, well, I'm a woman, and apparently he's going to marry this guy as a woman. And the guy says, so I'm a woman. And the guy says, well, nobody's perfect. I mean, as a joke in the end, that he doesn't care that the fact that this guy is going to be marrying a man.
Yeah.
But I mean, there was a show on television, Bosom Buddies, with Tom Hanks, and they're dressed as women to accomplish what I can't remember. I didn't watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that why they're freaking out over this when we actually have a man potentially who is a predator, and we do not know if Pam Bondi is protecting this man. I mean, my question is what happens if indeed he is guilty of the worst of the worst?
You're talking about Trump here, right?
Talking about Trump. And she's put to the question, under oath, say, have you seen evidence that Donald Trump has abused children? And, what is she going to say? I mean, I take the Fifth Amendment. I mean, the fact that they're redacting all this information there, how many people have now seen the information on what Trump was engaged in there and the danger for the... You brought up the Jack Smith thing. What is the danger there that, Jack Smith, open up to deposition, and this is all the information I was looking at back here then. So it wasn't our,
the discovery might be interesting.
Everything. The discovery is going to turn out everything. Donald
Except
Trump
this is a criminal process. Well, there's still discovery. Okay, keep going.
And Donald Trump is, by definition, that every definition, as highlighted in the Declaration of Independence, a tyrant and unfit to be the leader of a free people.
Yeah.
I paraphrased that a bit there. But the man is guilty of so many of the indictments under the, which is what the Declaration of Independence was. It was listed in indictments against the King of England.
Mm-hmm.
Well, taxation without representation is his tariffs.
Yeah.
Because as you pointed out earlier today, is that Congress is supposed to be the one that is taxing us and doing our trade policy.
Exclusively.
And they're not doing it. Trump is doing it by executive order. So two constitutional violations right there, Mr. Trump. And Congress needs to step up and do the right thing.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mark. I am. And they won't. I mean, we both know it. And that's why they're so terrified of Democrats winning in November of 2026. Mark, thanks a lot for the call. It's 15 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you. CB Distillery's VIP sale is on. For a few days only, you can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, and pain relief after exercise sound good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets. Many of you are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products. Personally, my favorites are their sleep gummies. They really work. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night and struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery. And now is your chance to save big with the code VIP. But this deal won't be around long, so don't wait. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. At CBDistillery.com, code VIP. CBDistillery.com, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s, the Happy Together Tour 2025 with the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, The Vogues, and the Cow Sills. August 10th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at Wisconsin State Fair. Get tickets now at WISTateFair.com. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're exploring redistricting this week, including its cheating side. By manipulating which voters are in a voting district, the party in power can rig the system to guarantee a win for that party. Ronald Reagan called it the anti-democratic and un-American practice of gerrymandering. Gerrymandering was named for Elbridge Gerry, Massachusetts governor and signer of the Declaration of Independence, who approved an 1812 partisan map resembling a salamander. Partisan legislatures still pack members of their own party into snake-like districts to create safe seats and protect incumbents, or crack a district which leans to the opposing party and dilute its power by adding friendly voters. Gerrymandering flies in the face of the American ideal of competition. Safe seat incumbents don't have to work as hard to get elected because once they win the primary, they're a shoo-in to win the general. It suppresses competition between parties and new candidates whose ideas might benefit constituents. Primaries become a race to the bottom as candidates cater to hardcore, more extreme party primary voters and ignore centrist voters and independents. The lack of competition also suppresses turnout as voters say, "Why should I bother? It's already decided." There's an even more insidious form of gerrymandering, racial gerrymandering. We have more on that tomorrow. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Be part of an historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, former president of Poland, and one of the world's greatest leaders, on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. Register today at HistoryExplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead. Democracy is being tested. Freedoms are under pressure. The world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's greatest turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, head over to HistoryExplorer.com. Again, that's HistoryExplorer.com to reserve your seats now to hear Lech Walesa. HistoryExplorer.com.
While fortunes vanish, jobs are gone, the banks foreclose, but the morbidly rich just strike a pose. They pour the scotch, they clink their glass, they buy up stocks while you collapse. A crisis means it's time to play another fire sale today. Stock market meltdown, it's happy hour. Pour the drinks,
that's why Jerry Green's favorite song. There you go. 22 minutes past the hour. Paul in Henderson, Nevada. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, hey, Tom. Hey, you know, you always talk the long game. And you know who's really good at it? Peter Thiel.
Oh, yeah.
So you could, you know, I brought this up the other day with somebody. So like,
J.D. Vance is his long game.
That's part of his long game. But go back before that. When, remember Gawker?
Mm-hmm.
And they outed him as a homosexual, and he tried to get him on him, but they didn't do that. But he bankrolled the suit for Hulk Hogan that took him down.
Yep.
And so now you go for fast forward, and yeah, he's got J.D. Vance, but he's doing more damage than Elon Musk did with Dodge. Planetair is just evil.
Palantir.
I mean, Palantir. People don't realize. And now media is afraid to go after him because of that. So he did it to get rid of media. So that's a long game.
I don't know that he's on a jeremiad against our media. I mean, Palantir, for people who don't know, is a company that now has contracts with the CIA and the federal government that is a massive data broker, basically, consolidator, spy operation, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, it's got a lot of legitimate uses. I mean, you know, what they're doing. But there are some people who are concerned that this is the forerunner of a massive surveillance state.
Yeah, because he got all the data from Dodge. He did.
Well, so. We don't know that for sure, but it's certainly Elon Musk probably did. And whether he's using that for political purposes or whether he's using that to feed Grok or, you know, to tweak his algorithm.
Said, that whole Gawker thing was so that he could keep his name out of the media. And the media is just afraid to talk anything bad about him.
Yeah.
It seems. But, you know, he does keep a fairly low profile. Yeah, Paul, good points all. Thank you. Jurai, in Florida. Hey, Jurai, what city are you in?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. What city are you in?
I'm in Hillsborough County.
Hillsborough County, okay.
Yes, hey, Tom. Tom, I would like to say this. I'm glad you are mentioning about this gerrymandering because, in my opinion, I think every blue state needs to expand it because in these red states, one day they will be expanded. So, basically, this in these blue states like California, New York, Maine, and Nevada, these Democrats and legislative and the government, they should expand because most of these red states, they will one day try to expand, like you just said earlier.
No, and include Oregon and Washington and Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota and, you know, Illinois, all the states in the Northeast.
Yeah, and see, like, for example, here in Florida, I truly believe it because DeSantis said he has found some interest. So if he does that, then, hey, then every other red state is going to do it because there's a chance DeSantis will try to expand it, and that's why it's difficult for Democrats to win it. So the DNC chairman, if I was the DNC chairman, what can he do in case if all these, like, red states expand it? So that way, Democrats can try to, pick up seats.
Yeah, well, let's just be clear, Jurai. It's not up to the DNC chairman, although I believe he can be the moral force and the driving force behind it. But every state has different rules about how they handle gerrymandering. And some do have to do it through the legislature. Some might be vulnerable to an executive order. I don't know. Some, you know, have independent commissions that can only be overridden by a special election. A new ballot measure, that would be California, for example. So every state's going to have to do it in their own way. And for some states, the wins might be fairly minimal. I mean, here in Oregon, I think we only have one Republican legislator. And I think it would be almost impossible to gerrymander that person out of existence. But, you know, somewhat larger states like Washington State, I think they might be able to do it.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Step
That's
by
why
step. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm completely with you. We need to. It's a war. You don't go to war with poetry. You go to war with guns. And not that we're talking about shooting people or specific violence, but you use the weapons of the war. This is a political war, and the weapon is the vote. The weapon is one weapon is gerrymandering. Jurai, thank you so much.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us Monday for an important show. Measles is on the rise. Vaccinations are down. We talked to the folks at Wisconsin Watch what that means for you. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. A new report by the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum finds the participation rate for apprenticeship programs is at a record high. Melissa Kay reports.
According to the report, over 17,000 people participated in the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's Registered Apprenticeship Program in 2024. The number of kids in the state participating in the program has more than doubled over the last few years, from 5,100 in 2019 to well over 11,000 this year. The program aims to address workforce shortages in fields like construction and healthcare.
In business news, Harley-Davidson is shifting gears at the top. They've named Arthur Starrs as their new chief executive. Starrs is CEO of Topgolf, a golf entertainment company. He'll take over Harley-Davidson October 1st. Starrs will join the company as Harley battles the cost of tariffs and struggles to win over younger riders. And Oshkosh police are investigating a shooting incident on Wisconsin Street that happened on Saturday. Police say a 19-year-old man was shot in the shoulder and taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say this appears to be an isolated incident. The Neenah School District is offering a virtual learning option for the upcoming school year. There's a mandatory informational meeting this Wednesday at 6. For more details, visit the Neenah Joint School District website. And the Barlow Planetarium in Menasha is back with help from the county. It reopened on Friday after a temporary shutdown as the UW-Oshkosh Fox Cities campus closed down. The planetarium is open Wednesdays through Saturdays for the next 8 weeks. I'm Shali Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wildfire smoke still lingers, creating a hazy sunshine today with dry conditions. High temperatures scrape the low 80s. Winds are barely moving out of the north, and tonight we'll see a few clouds filtering in. Overnight lows drop to about 60. Tomorrow, we stay sunny and highs still hit the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us after 9:30 to break down the news in Wisconsin. Terry Barr in hour number two for Audio Sorbet. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Sirens wail, the market's crashing, families cry while fortunes vanish. Jobs are gone, the banks foreclose, but the morbidly rich just strike a pose. They pour the scotch, they clink their glass, they buy up stocks. stocks while...
Hey, welcome back. It's 34 minutes past the hour, and we are picking up your calls here. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark. What's up?
Tom, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
You know, the mainstream media has been talking about the Democrats and how low their poll ratings are and all that, but what about the Republican Party? It's turned into a fascist party that doesn't represent its constituents anymore. Where's that news?
Yeah, it's a good question, Mark.
It's
probably the most underreported story in America, that the vast majority of Americans and even the majority of Republicans, when you look at policy by policy, don't agree with the Republican positions.
No, they don't. And the mainstream media is part of the problem. We just don't have the voices in the media to really tell the truth of what's going on in this country. And another thing, the Democrats should come out and tell Trump, instead of firing, you know, the statistics of our economic state in this country, maybe he ought to resign because his policies are going to put us in a depression.
Yeah, I suspect they will. Certainly, we're going to have a recession. There's no doubt in my mind that we're looking at a really serious recession here over the next probably year and a half. But I wouldn't rule out a depression, a flat-out worldwide crash led by the dollar, led by a lack of confidence in the dollar. And one of the earlier cracks is, you know, his firing the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is just insane. It's absolutely, I mean, this is worthy of Mad King Ludwig of Bavaria, you know, who built that beautiful, beautiful castle that everybody likes to go visit, that the Disney castles are based on. I've been there, but he was nuts, and Trump is doing the same thing with the White House. You know, he's trying to turn it into a castle, and he's nuts. Mark, thank you very much. Well said. Ron in Bremerton, Washington. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Dom.
Hey.
Hey, the Epstein files, isn't that another big failure of Mary Garland? You may have talked about this and I missed it, but it seems like, why did he sit on those files for 4 years and do nothing?
I don't know. I suspect that it was considered a dead issue at that point, that it had been so, I mean, it had been over a decade before that all this stuff happened. I doubt Merrick Garland was watching Fox News, which was about the only place anybody was talking about the Epstein files.
Yeah.
But, add it to the long list of questions we'd all love to ask Merrick Garland if he ever decided to talk to the press.
Yeah, it's too bad because, now if there's anything involving Trump donors or Republicans, they probably won't come out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's an accurate analysis. I really do.
Yeah.
Ron, thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, good
thank
talking
you,
to you. Yeah. Silvio in Massapequa, New York. Hey, Silvio, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tom?
Good. What's up?
Hi. What I wanted to mention is the economic policy that Trump is pursuing. Mm-hmm. First of all, the tariffs that he's putting on all these products. Not only on finished products, but on the raw materials and components that are needed.
Like copper now at 50%.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is what they call a cost-push inflation,
mm-hmm.
which is the most dangerous because it's structural within the economy.
That's correct. It's like what we saw with the oil shock in the 1970s, which led to 16% inflation.
And the second thing is his immigration policies, which are going to wreak havoc with the farm economy.
They already are.
Because who's going to harvest the fruits and vegetables?
Yep.
And the third point is his interest. He wants to reduce interest rates, which during a time of inflation will put the inflation on steroids. So this is basically what he's going to do. And as you said, it's going to cause huge economic problems.
Yep.
And Trump, being the person that he is not going to rescind any of these policies because they're central to his entire being.
Yep.
So what he's going to try to do is go to wage and price controls because he looks for the easy way out. The only problem there is that since he's so fond of alternative facts, he better get used to alternative markets, meaning black markets.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, Nixon tried that. Nixon tried that and it blew up in his face.
Right. Very good at finding ways around wage and price controls,
yep.
Which leaves nothing else but to try for him to try to go full authoritarian.
Yeah. Well, my personal take, Silvio, is that he's not going to try to do wage and price controls because it hasn't worked in the past. And when the last time it was tried was by Republican President Richard Nixon. And, you know, over the short term, it did hold down prices and wages. But then as soon as he took off the controls, boom, you know, there was this explosion of inflation that led Jerry Ford to his whip inflation now buttons, his win buttons. So, but I think he's just going to go straight to the authoritarian thing. I don't think he's going to pass go. He's not going to stop at wage and price controls. I think he's just going to go full authoritarian and just, you know, try to reach out to companies and say, if you don't do this, you're going to be in big trouble. And, you know, we're going to threaten you with government contracts or prosecutions or investigations or how'd you like an IRS audit? You know, that kind of stuff. That's just my opinion. We'll see. Silvio, thanks for the call. Good.
I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not.
There you go. Okay. Thanks, Silvio. Mitch in Seattle. Hey, Mitch, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I found something on courthousenews.com.
At where?
Tiffany Doe. Courthousenews.com.
Okay.
This is a Tiffany Doe affidavit, declaration in support of protective order in Epstein case.
Mm-hmm.
Case 1:16-CV-04642-RA. Documents 1 and 2 filed June 20th, 2016. Mm-hmm. Page 1 of 2. Declaration in support of plaintiff's request for protective order. I, Tiffany Doe, a pseudonym, state as follow. 1. I am a competent adult over 18 years of age able to testify as to personal knowledge. The facts in this declaration are true and correct to the best of my knowledge, information, and belief, and I am competent to testify to them if called upon.
Yeah, Mitch, can you just cut to the chase here?
Okay, the last part. She met a 13-year-old. She was recruited at 22 years of age by Mr. Epstein to find adolescent women to attend Epstein's parties. She found a 13-year-old adolescent woman at the Port Authority in New York. She persuaded this 13-year-old to go to these parties because she could be a model and meet people to be a model. It was these series of parties she personally witnessed the plaintiffs being forced to perform various sexual acts with Donald J. Trump and Mr. Epstein. Both Mr. Trump and Mr. Epstein were advised that she was 13 years old. I personally witnessed four sexual encounters that the plaintiff was forced to have with Mr. Trump during this period, including the fourth of these encounters when Mr. Trump forcibly raped her despite her pleas to stop.
Yeah.
This declaration is filed at the Southern District of New York, supports the plaintiff's request for protective order, details allegations of sexual abuse by Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump witnessed by the declarant.
No, I've got this, and I'm familiar with it, Mitch, and it's not a secret. What's the point? Why are you sharing it? Just, you know,
I'm just saying. People are looking for what's in the Epstein files, and they're trying to blame Democrats like Clinton and everybody like that for attending, and this is what Trump is really trying to avoid.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of the Epstein files stuff is already public knowledge, and the media just doesn't want to talk about it because I think that they think it's too salacious or because Trump is denying it. I'm not sure why, but yeah, you're absolutely right. That is there. And here we go. Mitch, thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing that. Eric in Mojave, California. Hey, Eric, what's up?
Tom, good talking to you. Talking to your last caller, you know, I blame the media for a lot of this stuff. This stuff is out there, and they didn't report on it. And you know he's guilty of everything. Yeah. But getting back to the gerrymandering, I know. And they should have brought it up in 2016. He would have never won.
Yeah.
But you know, and think of how great the country would have been right now if the
Democrats decided they were going to fight the high road. They weren't going to play like as if they were Republicans. Yeah.
And going on that subject of the high road, you know, when they go low, we go high. I think that we need to start realizing and give the Democrats an out. If gerrymandering is the new coin of the realm, it is the new rules of the game. If you're a boxer and low blows are now legal, you have to use them.
Yeah.
And instead of when the media asks them, are you going to do these things? tell them, you know what, if the Republicans say that they are the law of the land, then we're going to use the new laws and the new rules, and we're going to follow the rules. If they set the new rules of cheating, and cheating is the new rule, then we are going to do it, and give them the opportunity and the out to be the, you know, the good person that they want to be. They want to follow the rules. Let them follow the new rules.
Yeah. No, I completely agree, Eric. The fight fire with fire. It's, you know, the metaphor that I use is if the NFL said, you know, you can have three more men on the field during the game. And, you know, the Patriots say, cool, we'll put the three men on the field. And the Chiefs say, no, we like it the way it was. We think that's more fair. Who's going to start winning all these games?
Tell the Chiefs that we are rule followers and we must follow the rules.
Exactly.
And that's why we're doing it, because we are rule followers.
Exactly. Amen, Eric. Yeah, the Supreme Court has said you can cage, you can purge, you can, you know, the Democrats need to start doing it.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
5 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One night they blew up the mess hall. Another night they hit the motor pool and tried to blow up all the trucks. They set charges around the guard tower at least once. It didn't seem like they had one specific target, really. They just wanted to destroy and kill anybody they could. There was one night we were up at the tower firing, and I saw a B-40 rocket heading towards us. I could see the sparks trailing. I was firing in that direction and thinking, okay, I'm dead. There were three of us up there firing, and I expected all of us to be killed. We kept firing and nothing happened. The next day, we did an inspection, and there's that rocket embedded in the sandbags below us. It could have taken off the top of the bunker and killed us like nothing. They were that powerful. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking at Bank First. Thinking about buying your first home, one of the first steps is getting pre-approved. Pre-approval not only helps you understand what you can afford, but it also gives you an edge when making an offer. At Bank First, we make the process simple. If you're ready to take the first step toward home ownership, let's connect. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You've probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. Third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. The ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bone, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into your coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's getnativepath.com/Tom. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/Tom. Welcome back, 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Scott in Newport. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey, I touched a nerve talking about plastic pollution. I was the chair of the Newport chapter of the Strider Foundation for a year and a half. And one of the things that I was doing besides doing the beach cleanups and all the other stuff was researching what they call plastic roads. And, you know, 7 to 9% of an asphalt road is made up of oil.
Right.
And this could all be done with waste plastic. And there is a company in Scotland who's been doing it for about a dozen years. They have contracts in Canada, in India, and other Commonwealth nations. And, you know, this would be like you could just take care of recycling all the waste plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of these things that oil companies don't want to have because they're selling oil to asphalt companies.
Yeah.
Asphalt is 100% recycled at this time. The gravel's used over and over and over. But the oil doesn't last. It evaporates. It, you know, it breaks down and everything.
Sure.
But when it's in the road, it's inert.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cause any harm. It doesn't go into the water table, it doesn't get into us. There's a study from University of Vienna that's over, 10 or 12 years now, where every human being that they've ever tested, their feces had microplastic in it.
Oh, and they're doing autopsies and things. So they're finding the average person has about a credit card's worth of microplastic scattered throughout our body, and it does concentrate in our brains as well, and it's just not a good thing. Yeah, Scott, I'm with you. We need to do something about this. We need to do something soon. Scott, thank you. Joe in Nutley, New Jersey. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
A couple weeks ago, you mentioned you had pity or some pity for the maggots because they're in an information bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And you said they were kind of victims. And I would just take issue with that. I think they're willing victims. I think they're willfully ignorant.
Oh, I think that, like, that's true of many of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's
like
true of all
listen,
of them.
I didn't say, well, no. But I bet many of them, it's like listening to classic rock, which, you know, you and I grew up with. And it gives you that sense of nostalgia. And it's they know it's BS to a degree, but it's the BS that makes them feel good.
Yeah.
It's. You know, it's comforting that, you know, white people were in charge and minorities kept their place and women were, you know, there was it gives them that sense of nostalgia. At least that's my opinion. And I don't have much sympathy for many of them. They could easily, you know, we're all fed the same, same BS, yet you and I can figure it out. And, you know, I'm no genius. And they seem to be comfortable with it.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. And people do look for things that reinforce their worldview. And, the question is, where was the first time they got that shot of heroin? You know, where were they introduced to the cult? For many of them, it was probably Rush Limbaugh. For some, it'll go all the way back to William F. Buckley. For others, it's far more recent. Jen, what's her last name, Sean, who did the brainwashing of my dad? Jen Senko. Her movie, you can see it now on YouTube. It's on Netflix. She wrote a book about it, The Brainwashing of My Dad. It's just great. And her dad was just like this really decent guy who started watching Fox News and became this absolute screaming, angry, furious curmudgeon. And then they child locked his TV so he couldn't find Fox News anymore. And he just thought it went away. And suddenly, within 6 months to a year, he was back to being a decent human being again. I mean, you know, it's possible to reprogram people. It's not always that easy. But, Joe, I get your point. Thank you. Annette in Baltimore. Hey, Annette, what's on your mind today?
Oh, it was one thing. Now it's a couple. But anyway, my theory about the files, why they don't want it released. Yeah. And hi, how are you? Happy August.
Thank you.
My theory is, okay, everybody knows that I call the president, the felon. I never use his name because he makes money off of it, right?
Yeah.
I think everybody knew the felon was a pervert, right? Way back when.
Yeah.
So I don't really think that he doesn't want the files to be released because of him, but because of, like, an international mob, the people that went was, you know, going down into the island. I believe that's also the reason why they killed Epstein. Not so much because of the felon, but because of the other people that was coming.
So, like, do you think some of those rich, wealthy men are leaning on Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I really, you know, because I believe it's like more like an international mob kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know that the felon was just a useful fool, right?
Yep.
You know, he only became relevant when he became president, but they kind of pushed him there, too. His whole thing reminds me is a narrative of a movie, The Manchurian Candidate, movie back in the 50s, Trump.
I remember it well. Right? That's the reason I went back and rewatched it a couple, 2-3 years ago, and just to see. Annette, thank you. Thank you. I think you're absolutely right. I do. Thank you. Although I do think that Donald Trump is terrified. He's apparently calling up random old friends of his and media people going, I didn't have Jeffrey Epstein killed. Yeah, right. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. I will catch up with you tomorrow. Stay safe. Be good to yourself and stay safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Be first in line for 2026 Brewers season tickets with a $100 deposit. You'll be the first to secure the best seats in the house at the best rates of the season. Plus, get a 2025 regular season Brewers game for free. Learn more at brewers.com/season tickets.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Texas House lawmakers set to reconvene in less than 2 hours to vote on a redrawn congressional map. But state Democrats have fled the state, protesting what they call gerrymandering that would give the GOP five new seats ahead of midterms. The House must have a quorum of 100 lawmakers to proceed.
But more than 50 Texas House Democrats are in Chicago, not Austin.
We're not here to play political games.
State Representative Gene Wu of Houston.
We're here to demand an end to this corrupt process.
President Trump has said he wants to see five more Republicans in Congress. GOP state lawmakers here have drawn a new map that virtually guarantees it. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Democrats will be ousted if they don't return. In Montana, the search continues for a gunman who killed four people inside a bar in the town of Anaconda on Friday. Police say the suspect, an Army veteran, Michael Paul Brown, is considered armed and dangerous. And on Wall Street, stocks are up in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.
As with